Reading Light, a quarterly newsletter of Talking Book Services at the Mississippi Library Commission. Summer 2026 edition. Volunteers Wanted, Talking Book Services. Do you wish for a meaningful way to volunteer your time? Do you want the volunteer work you do to have an impact on Mississippians across the state? Talking Book Services is searching for volunteers to assist with a variety of projects as we increase our services and number of patrons. From assisting with circulation tasks, narrating magazines, to helping with special events or program preparation like summer reading, we have volunteer opportunities suitable for all abilities from teens to adults. The process of becoming a volunteer is simple and requires only a one-page interest form. If you are interested in volunteering with Talking Book Services staff, please contact TBS Director Miranda Loper at 601-432-4116. Or email talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. Advanced Digital Talking Book Machines and Troubleshooting. Many of our patrons have received the new DA2 Next Generation Digital Talking Book Machine. However, we know there can be a learning curve to the device. Thankfully, if you have questions about your DA2, NLS has the answers. NLS developed a series of how-to videos designed to help you learn the basics of the DA2. Topics include power management, how to use text input mode, how to use the menus, how to log into Bard, and much more. The videos are hosted on the Library of Congress's YouTube page. If you are interested in receiving a DA2, give us a call at 601-432-4151. You can also send us an email. Features new to the DA2 include Wi-Fi capability and access to Bard to download books directly onto the machine's internal storage, in addition to playing books from a cartridge. The DA2 also allows users to connect Bluetooth devices such as speakers, headphones, and even some hearing aids. TBS Service Spotlight, Large Print Direct. Our Large Print Direct, LPD service, is available to all Talking Book patrons with a collection of over 20,000 large print books to choose from. Large print titles are checked out to the patron and sent to them through USPS as postage-free mail from the Mississippi Library Commission's large print collection. Up to 4 large print titles can be sent to a patron at a time, with a total checkout limit of 12 books. However, this checkout limit can be adjusted per the patron's request. Large Print Direct catalogs are sent monthly with new titles added to the collection, as well as a short description of each new book. Catalogs also include an order form to be returned to us with requests. If you would like to sign up for Large Print Direct or would like more information, please contact a reader advisor at 601-432-4151. National Library Service Music Section. The Music Section of the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled of the Library of Congress has expanded its initial collection to be the largest music collection of its kind in the world. Containing more than 25,000 titles, including Braille and large print scores, and recorded instructional materials about music and musicians. Music-related magazines in audio and Braille are also available. As a Talking Book Services patron, the music section services are free for you to use. NLS music materials circulate directly to patrons from the NLS headquarters in Washington, D.C., rather than through our operations in Jackson, Mississippi. All music materials are received via postage-free USPS mail, and many digital audio and electronic braille or e-braille options are available for download through Bard, the Braille and Audio Reading Download. Whether you are a well-versed or budding musician and want more information, reach out to us and let us know at talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us or call 601-432-4151. Featured resource: Accessible Television with PBS. PBS fans, did you know that PBS offers audio-described content for many of its programs? Audio description, or AD, makes visual elements of media more accessible to people with visual impairment and other disabilities. Enjoy popular shows like Nova, American Masters, Independent Lens, Masterpiece, and more with audio description. With thousands of audio described episodes available, people who are blind or have low vision can fully experience many of their favorite PBS shows. You can access PBS programming for free on your TV or mobile device using the PBS app or online at pbs.org. Visit the PBS website to explore audio described content at http://to.pbs.org/audio-description. You can also find the most recently audio described PBS titles by visiting the ADP site. The ADP Audio Description Project is an initiative of the American Council of the Blind. Reading Corner. Our Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD, service allows you to download books to your personal device or computer instantly. BARD Mobile is available for Apple and Android devices. BARD Express is available for Windows-based computers. Check out our new tutorials for operating BARD applications on our website. Recent top BARD downloads. Audio. Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir. DB 103718. The Invisible Woman by James Patterson and Susan DeLallo. DB 134328. Theo of Golden by Alan Levi. DB 131887. Falling for the Cowgirl by Jody Headland. DB 134997. Code Blue by Fern Michaels. DB 135746. Whispers in the Valley by Amanda Cabot. DB 136555. The Baby on My Doorstep by Miranda Smith. DB 134741. From the Dust by David Swinson. DB 136429. Braille. Mississippi Bridge by Mildred D. Taylor, BR08560. The Broker by John Grisham, BR15632. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis, BR11912. Summer Picks. Discover what TBS reader advisors are reading this summer. Margaret's Pick. Scent of Magic by Andre Norton, DB049889. After the deaths of both of her parents in a plague, Willadine is apprenticed to a relative as a scullery maid, blessed with a keen sense of smell that enables her to distinguish good from evil scents. Willadine soon runs away and goes to work for Hollis, the herb mistress, and becomes involved with the efforts of a group to defend their kingdom from a takeover. The other star of this story is Princess Mayhart, who must live for her land and stay on her guard. There are always those who would use her for their own ends. Margaret says this is a simple, old-style tale on the surface, just the kind I crave on a long summer afternoon. Evan's Pick, Native Son by Richard Wright, DB025087. Also available in large print, LPMSFW952. In 1930s Chicago, a black man accidentally kills a white woman, and the ensuing court case exposes the political and social conditions that resulted in the desperation and frustration that caused the crime in the first place. Evan says, "The verdict is certain from the beginning, so the best that can be done is to make use of the visibility of the trial in order to bring the unfairness of the system to light." JD's Pick, Band of Brothers, E Company, 506th Regiment, 101st Airborne, From Normandy to Hitler's Eagle's Nest by Stephen E. Ambrose, DB040283. Band of Brothers by Stephen Ambrose recounts the lives of the men of Easy Company, the 101st Airborne Paratroopers who fought in Europe during World War II. Relying on first-hand interviews, journal entries, letters, and other historical documents, the book offers a uniquely personal perspective. Through grueling basic training, parachuting into Normandy on D-Day, their efforts at Market Garden, fighting through a bitter winter at Bastogne, and eventually capturing the German High Command's private retreat in Bavaria, Band of Brothers chronicles these monumental events from the men who were there. JD says, "This summer, as our nation celebrates its 250th year, I feel compelled to look back on some of the great accomplishments from average Americans. The men of E Company were not particularly special, and were made up of various socioeconomic backgrounds from differing areas of the nation. But through rigorous training into harrowing combat, the men of E Company developed a bond that can truly be described as a sort of brotherhood. Their dedication to their regiment, their mission, and themselves is as fascinating today as it was in 1945. John's Pick, Madhouse at the End of the Earth, The Belgica's Journey into the Dark Antarctic Night by Julian Sancton. Available in large print, LP919.8. 8904 S212. Madhouse at the End of the Earth is the true story of a Belgian Navy officer and his crew as they attempt to reach the South Pole. After their ship gets stuck in ice, they brave months without daylight, bear the brutal Antarctic cold, and suffer bouts of deadly insanity. It is a tale of victory being snatched from the jaws of defeat, where men who look doomed by their recklessness are saved by their ingenuity and endurance. John says, among the many accounts of brave men exploring the perilous ends of the earth, this story stands out as an inspiring and uplifting one. This book can be your icy antidote to the sweltering summer. The Reading Light is written and edited by the staff of the Mississippi Library Commission's Talking Book Services Department. It is available in Braille, through email, in large print, as well as via audio on cartridge and our website. Any mention of products and services in the Reading Light newsletter is for information purposes only and does not imply endorsement. Library service hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Phone, 601-432-4151, or toll-free at 1-800-446-0892. Fax, 601-432-4476. Email, talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. Website, http://mlc.lib.ms.us/tbs/. Web catalog, https://tbsopac.mlc.lib.ms.us/. Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/MS Library Commission/. This publication is partially funded under the Federal Library Services and Technology Act, administered by the Mississippi Library Commission for the Institute of Museum and Library Services.